just was going to have been popping, was just acting funny. I knew this was going to happen. Thank you, Shy Lady and Frankie. Thank you. I knew this was going to happen. I'm going to wait a few seconds and wait a minute or so, because I was on a roll there. Oh. Let's see. Let's see what happens here. Yeah, I knew something was going on. I don't know. Okay, good. Okay, so we are back. All right. All right, and this is now working the way that it should. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you so much. Hey, Minnesota, how are you? All right, so Shy Lady, do you not, okay, aside from the people who, are innocent. Okay. Aside from those people. Hello, Gloria. Aside from people who are innocent, do you believe in the death penalty?
Yes.
Thank you, lady.
Yes, okay. I do.
So, is rape
justification?
Yeah,
I don't think so. I mean, you have destroyed that person's probably their spirit the rest of their life, but that person can still have a seemingly normal life, especially if they have family. They can still breathe, walk outside, see the sun, whatever. But if you take a life,
So then let me ask this. Do you think a rape of a child is the same as the rape of a woman? Because men also get raped, or the rape of an adult. Do you think a rape of a child is equal to the rape of an adult? Do you believe rape is rape and murder is murder?
I think a child is worse because they're in most cases defenseless. They're completely defenseless. A lot of times they don't have the rationale to think instinctively like an adult would to fight back. They often are intimidated. It's a little bit different. They're a little bit more fearful than adult. Not saying that an adult wouldn't be, but sometimes adults' defense mechanism or whatever intuition kicks in, whereas a child's brain hasn't formed at that level yet. I remember, I don't know if you remember this, back in the day, there was a case in Chicago where it was a girl and her brother who lived in the projects in Chicago. There was a man that lived in the, I think he had a girlfriend that lived in the same building. And this man raped one of the girls in the building and she survived. But the things that he did to her, in order to destroy her from identifying him, he poured liquid Drano in her mouth. He poured in her eyes. And that was one of the saddest things. I think Oprah Winfrey had done a show on her. This was back like in the late 80s. I would never forget that. That was one of the most heinous, a person that survived that, because he didn't kill her.
Okay,
but that was just horrible to me.
So should that offender get the death penalty?
In that case, I would have to say yes.
Okay, so you're saying
it was so heinous.
Okay, but don't you think that rape, whether or not, you know, again, Drano acid, you know, poured in your mouth, your eyes, whatever, that's still bad, even if it was an adult. Hey, crazy, welcome. So, but again, if you're raping someone, just the psychological effect of that, you know, yeah, they can still walk around and everything, but how do you know they don't turn to drugs? How do you know that they don't start, you know, they don't become an abusive parent, or, you know, they turn to a life of crime because they just can't get over what this person did? And yeah, you can say, you know, and then this person just gets sentenced to 10 or 20 years in prison. But they're out, and there's, you know, they're able to do whatever. And sometimes they are repeat offender, and they do it again.
I get it. It's kind of subjective, because I knew people in high school that had gone out with boys on prom, and the boys just took it. That's rape. That was rape.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, you know.
I don't know. Okay. It's kind of subjective in a way.
You know, and again, I. Taking away the fact that you have people in prison who are who've been committed to death, who were innocent, should never have been there. Take those people away, but then take the people again who murdered, the people who raped. You know, should these people either spend the rest of their life in prison? But at the same time, I don't want, you know, yes, I want my loved one's murderer to spend the rest of their life in prison or be put to death. But I don't feel that taxpayers should have to pay the bill. I think that the family of that person should foot the bill. And if you can't afford them to live in a relatively decent cell, then you go live, you know, five floors under with straw and the rats. I'm sorry.
Okay, solid. I'm going to push back on you a little bit. I'm going to ask you a question. So say, for instance, we're in this day and age, okay? You know about the drug ecstasy or whatever. Say, for instance, two 17-year-olds, it's prom season or whatever now, two 17-year-olds went out to the prom. The boy gave the girl ecstasy without her knowing, and he raped her. Do you think this boy should get the death penalty because he raped this girl?
I think he should spend the rest of his life in prison at least. Hey, fair, welcome. I think he should spend the rest of his life in prison.
Even though he's 17?
So he did it without her knowing. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. You know, and you know, okay, let's talk about age for a moment. Let's talk about age. So you have the age of majority in the United Kingdom is 16. Here we say is 18. Here you can't drink until you're and buy cigarettes until you're 21. But if you know what you're doing, you are well aware of what you are doing, you're not a child. If a 12-year-old knowingly put ecstasy in his classmate's drink and a 12-year-old raped his classmate because he knew what it was, should he go to prison? Absolutely. Should it be a juvenile prison and then he gets out when he's 21? No. He goes to prison because they know what they're doing. So I tell you think that's harsh.
No, not until 21. No. Definitely need to be taught a lesson for sure.
Okay, Lou says most people know exactly what they're doing. And Crazy, I appreciate you showing up when you have the time. Okay, and then Chuck says, what is your view on rehabilitation? But Chuck, are they really getting, are people really getting rehabbed? I mean, again, that's where the do-over and the second chances come in. Because again, I say, you know, like GP said, one of his friend's fathers got his master's in prison. You know, you have people who want to go to school now who can't go to college or grad school because they can't afford it. You have people who have student loans upon student loans upon student loans that they're still paying for well into their 50s and 60s. And you go to prison and you get a college degree for free off of my tax money. So when we talk about rehabilitation, you're rehabbing them for what? If it's really true rehab, because I don't think rehab in prison works, because a lot of those offenders are right back. So it would have to be a really good rehabilitation. And I think only certain people should qualify for it, because again, you have some people who prison is a revolving door. So I don't know. Is that harsh? Maybe. You know, but again, I don't think people should have do-overs and second chances if they've done something where against the other person, where the other person cannot get a second chance, the other person cannot get a do-over, or the other person has to live their life in such a way where their quality of life is not the same. I mean, some people may not think that's fair, you know, but that's just what I think. And Chuck says, well, the current rehab may not work, but the right rehab and therapy does. Hey, son, welcome. I like your new picture. And Chuck says, that is emotional, not rational, which you're entitled to. But, okay, so you're saying that what I'm saying is not, I mean, is emotional and not rational in terms of the rehab? I cannot agree, but okay. All right. Grid, hey, what's up? Welcome. So, you know, then what do you do with the people who are consistently in and out of prison? Hey, Juju, welcome. What do you do with the people who are consistently in and out of prison? What do you do with those people? I mean, do you consistently, you know, try to rehabilitate them? Keep them in full term. Okay, so they do their however long, and they've done their time. What if they get out and they do it again? Because again, you have people who just can't seem to stay out of prison. No parole, change the current rehab and therapy methods. Okay, so when you say change current rehab and therapy methods, to what? To what? Because either way, taxpayers are paying for this. And Juju says they are career criminals. Yes, they are. So what do you do? What do you do with that pedophile that spent 20 years in prison? They get out, but they're still fantasizing about little children. And they go and they do it again. Can you really rehabilitate someone like that? Can those people be rehabilitated? Or do they need to stay in prison for the rest of their lives? do they need the death penalty in order to get rid of those people? And that sounds harsh, but do they? Because you have people who were sexually molested as children who are still dealing with the trauma well into their adulthood. Is that fair to them? Now, you may say, well, does killing this person, is that going to make it any easier them? Probably not. Will it ease them a little bit? Maybe. But should this person be allowed to still walk around, even in prison after what they did to them? Should it be an eye for an eye? You rape someone, you're a pedophile. Someone comes and they rape you. Maybe that person shouldn't get raped every and I know I'm going to get blowback on this. Maybe that person should get raped every day in prison. This is what you did to this child. This is what you did to this woman. This is what you did to this man. I don't know. But do those people, are they entitled to do-overs? And TQ says, I was told a dead molester can't molest anymore. Nope. Chuck says, in my state, we have lower recidivism rates than many others. Okay. And Crazy says they do get that if the inmates know. Okay. Okay. But the fact still stands. And TQ says eventually they do find out. In my state, they have a prison with only child molesters. I would like to know how that prison's run. You know, and TQ, that's another thing. I mean, inmates do work in the prison for, you know, I know they're not making, you know, minimum wage, but they're making something. When you have some people here who can't even get a job. You know, so I, you know, again, those do-overs and those second chances. It is run by the state, but I would really like to know how it's run, meaning what those prisoners have to do. You know, are they in rehab? Are they talking to counselors or something? I mean, I would just like to know what they're doing. In a way, I think that's good, but in another way, I think that they should be put in gen pop with everybody else, and you get what you get. Crazy says, I think it shouldn't be protected. I think everyone should have to openly say what they did. That's interesting. It's not like they have a choice. You know, so again, you know, we have mistakes that we make in our lives that we wish that we can do over. Like I said at the very beginning, there are some things in my 20s I wish I could just do over. But then you have people who go to prison who are really guilty. Again, I'm not talking about the people who are in prison and they're not guilty. I'm just talking about the guilty ones. Why are you on death row? I mean, here in California, you know, if you kill someone, you have, you know, like I was talking about Kevin Cooper. He killed an entire family, and the boy next door who was spending the night back in 1985 or 84. He's still on death row. This is 2024. 40 years later? I mean, you know, and on taxpayers' money? On their dime? No. No. Jack says, for some crimes, at least, okay, let me see. I'm sorry, my thing jumped. Okay, and Chuck says, I don't agree with that either. At some point, just do it. I mean, seriously, they should just do it. I hear, if I'm correct, in Texas, if you're on death row, you may get one appeal or two, I think it is, but you're pretty much, going to die within two years or within a year or 2 years? Oh, you know, seriously. Should we be like these other countries, like I said, where you get the verdict, either guilty or innocent? If you're guilty, you go from that room, from the courtroom, to the gallows, to the firing squad, to whatever. And again, I'm not talking about the people who are really innocent. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people who are really guilty. Scott Peterson killed Lacey Peterson, what, early 2000s? Now he's supposed to, something went wrong in his trial. It was a technical error. And he gets a new trial because it was a technical error, but the man is guilty. And I think he got married in prison. How do you stay on death row for 20 years? I mean, should death row be something that is a federal thing where you only can stay on death row for a certain amount of time? And then that's it. And yes, again, I'm not talking about the people who are really innocent, because I do know innocent people are put in prison forever. And then they find out that they're innocent, and then they have to, again, still fight to get out. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people who are truly like Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm sorry. He should not have just gone to prison for life. He should have been put to death. And someone did give him the death penalty. Someone did kill him. TQ says, sometimes it's taking long for an innocent person to prove his innocent, though. Now, there's a lot of these films based on that as well. So how do you really know? I mean, and again, TQ, that's why I said, you know, I'm purposely separating the falsely accused, as you say. I'm purposely setting aside those people. I'm saying for the people who you know are guilty of the crime that they did. Do they get a do-over? Can they look back at their, I mean, is it fair for them to say, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it. It was a mistake. I didn't mean to do it. Well, yeah, okay, you're crying and your tears. Yeah. But again, as I've said on previous shows, your loved one is already gone. Your loved one is gone. Is it fair? Is it fair to allow you to live, allow you to have a do-over, allow you to get out of prison and start that business. Enjoy your family until, you know, for the rest of your life. Is that fair? When the person that you killed, their life ended. When is it right to kill someone? I mean, it's never right to kill anyone. But I would say that to the person who actually killed someone. Because this is the problem that I have, that, you know, I did the same thing. I did the same thing. I was like, no, the death penalty is wrong. You know, we don't have a right to judge. We don't have a right to do that. You know, until this one case that just got to me. And yes, it is emotion. But when I really, really thought about it, I'm like, you, the court, the states, you don't have a right to judge. Absolutely not. But what right did that person have to kill me? If you wanted to rob me, couldn't you just take my money and that was it? You know, and then like Shy Lady was saying, you know, about the case where the little girl was raped. and the guy put Drano in her mouth and in her eyes. Do you have to do all of that? Can't you just, you know, you did what you did. Do you have to go the next step? So does that person get a chance to live out their life talking and seeing people when the victim, you put Drano in her eyes and down her throat? Is that fair? You know, I'm just asking. So, I don't know. Again, some people are repeat offenders, and I'm not just talking about people in prison. Some people are just repeat offenders, and in my opinion, they do not deserve to get a second chance or do-over if they continue to do the same thing over and over, or they continue to behave the same way over and over and over. Because then those do-overs and those second chances to me become those second chances and those do-overs to me become, you're just taking advantage of someone. So but that's just me. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. I didn't see you pop in here. Okay, and Charlotte says repeat offenders should not be given second chances. Frankie says, I'm mute because of someone else. I mean, you know, and again, you know, what if your actions make someone else's quality of life not the same? Is that fair? I mean, life isn't fair. We know life is not fair. But sometimes it just seems like that the bad guy always seems to get the better end of the stick. The bad guy always seems to win. And Charlie says, Frankie, I am so sorry again for your circumstances. That person who did that should have been severely punished. Okay, so Chuck says, if we're talking about fair, then be fair to the criminal. And then Fair says, especially if the bad guy has money. True. Okay, so again, is the criminal getting off fair in the first place? In the sense where he's getting sentenced to 10 years, 20 years, whatever. They're still living their life. Is the criminal still getting off fair when he can go into a prison where he can go to school and get that degree. He does have 3 meals a day. He does have a roof over his head. And Chuck says, my point is it should be fair to everyone, but Chuck, I'm just going to push back on you here a bit. So you're saying that a criminal should have the same fairness that the victim has. So if the criminal murdered someone and the victim is dead, where is the fairness to the victim? Okay, so where's the fairness to the victim? The victim's dead. The victim's been raped. Is it fair to... Is it fair? Okay. I just want to know what that last word is. Is it fair to... Okay. Whenever you're ready. I mean, because, you know, is it fair for a rapist to be able to walk around free, and the person that they raped is having severe issues. Is that fair? Is it fair for someone whose home was broken into that they're so traumatized that either they're afraid to go back into their house or they have to move? Because they can't stand to go back into their house because they're scared. They're traumatized. Is that fair? Is it fair for that drunk driver who usually is the one who walks away? You know, who usually just walks away, and while you leave a trail of destruction in your wake, is that fair? Okay, Shari says lots of people don't approve of the death penalty, but I am sure most don't know anyone personally who have been murdered and the perpetrator is facing death penalty. And Chuck says I have actually. And Charlie, he says he has. So Chuck, can I ask? You don't have to answer. I'm just going to ask. Was it a serious crime that they were facing the death penalty? Murder. Okay, so did they actually do it? And was it self-defense? Okay, I said most people have had this experience. There are definitely exceptions. Okay, from Shy Lady. Okay, Minnesota says, don't get me started on drunk drivers. Don't get me started on drunk drivers either, Minnesota. I have a no. Hey, Smoke, welcome. And you came before I'm ending the show. I'm about to end it in a minute, but welcome. You know, I'm sorry. I just think that people who I think people that kill should face the death penalty, especially if they're guilty. I don't think they should be able to live out their life years and years, years and years and years. I just think that they should, because the other person is not walking around. The other person's family does not get a chance to see that person anymore. That person's gone. That person's dead. Whereas the person who the perpetrator is, their family is able to visit them in prison. They're able to go to visiting days. Their kids are able to, even though I would hate to take my child to a prison, but their children are able to go to prison and visit them. Some of them are able to even have, private visitations with their spouses. Meanwhile, my spouse that you killed is dead. Meanwhile, my spouse or my brother or sister or father or mother that you killed, I don't get a chance to see them. My kids don't get a chance to see them because you killed them. Because, your family member or your friend killed them. You know, do they get that do-over? I mean, do they deserve that do-over? Do they get that second chance? And sometimes they do. Sometimes they get out and they have, like you said, they did the time. So, why should you come after them anymore? And then Saturday's Night Smoke says, I think we know for 100% sure that some people do deserve the death penalty, but we don't know for sure. It's tough because I want to kill an innocent person. And Smoke, you're absolutely right. And before you came on, I said, I'm separating the people that we know are guilty, because I know there are people who are innocent in prison, and I know people who have gone. Well, I haven't personally known people who have gone to the death penalty. I mean, who've had the death penalty and they're innocent. I'm saying I'm purposely separating those people. I'm purposely separating the innocent or the possible people who may be innocent from people who you know did it. So I'm only referring to the people who we know 100%. Are guilty. Do they deserve that do-over? Do they deserve that second chance? And we're not talking about that second chance where you came in late one night and your mom and dad are pissed off at you. Oh, can I have a second chance? I won't do it again. You know, your father let you borrow the car and you wrecked it. You know, oh, can I have a second chance? You know, I promise that I won't drive, you know, like that again, whatever. You get a speeding ticket because you ran that stop sign. Oh, officer, I'm so sorry. We're talking about people who rape and murder. Should you go to jail for life if you rape? Do you think that's fair? If you rape someone, you go to jail for life? Or should you get a second chance? Should it be, well, they were only 16, they were only 17, they were only 15, but you knew what you did was wrong. You know, if you spike somebody's drink, you know, if a girl is telling you no, or you get all your buddies together and y'all all, you know, rape a girl, whatever. But my father's a police captain, so he's trying to cover it up. But you know what you did is wrong. If it wasn't wrong, why are they trying to cover it up? We have many situations like that. Thank you, sweet angel. And thank you, Minnesota. You know, so I know a lot of things are subjective. And as Crazy likes to say, there are those variables. But aren't some things just black and white? Aren't some things just in your face, like obvious? And again, I want to say again, I'm talking about people who you know are guilty. People who you know are guilty. People who you know did something wrong. If you know your parents, you know, put you on punishment and you're not supposed to go out for a week and you are sneaking out of the house and you get caught, should you get a second chance? I say no. Because you know you weren't supposed to sneak out of the house in the first place. So again, I say, hello, Mary, welcome. So again, I say, if you, what do I want to say? If you kill somebody and you know that it's wrong, I don't think you should get a second chance. If you rape somebody, I don't think you should get a second chance. I'm even to the point where, because of the way the world is, where people are just beating each other up and what have you, and just being just so mean and nasty to each other, where people are just, you know, more and more you're hearing about people just getting beat up for this, and you know, you're cheering for this team, you're at the stadium, and you know, how dare you wear this jersey and sit in the section for the opposing team? How dare you? And you get beat up or something like that. I'm sorry. I think those people should go to prison. I think they should. You know what you did is wrong. Seriously? But if you have a mistake in your life that, okay, you know, I did kind of mess this up, you know, yeah, some things you do get do-overs and second chances. But some things, I'm sorry, you go straight to jail, do not pass go, do not collect your $200, you go straight to jail. And again, I'm not talking about people who are innocent, because I know there are a lot of people in prison that are innocent. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the ones who are knowingly guilty. I'm talking about those people. So anyway, Shy Lady, since you are still up here on the panel, do you want to have a final word before I take us out?
I just want to say I thought the show was good, and I don't know if it'll ever be possible, but I just hope that one day this system will be better, because there's too many people that are innocent in prison. Some haven't even been given trials. And it's just a really sad situation where our justice system needs a vast improvement. So hopefully people get out there and vote. There's still hope. People get out there and vote. And vote for the people who have, you know, more of a people focus. I know that's hard to believe, but I'm not just talking about on a presidential level. I'm talking about local level. Vote. Get out there and vote. That's all I got to say.
Okay. All right, y'all. So I'm going to take us out with, and Fair says all of our systems need to be majorly revamped. You got that right, Fair. I'm going to take us out with a little Miles Davis today, called Don't Lose Your Mind. This was on his last album before he passed away. And everyone, thank you for coming back when everybody got kicked out. So thank you, everyone, for coming back. I much appreciate it. So I will be back tomorrow. And Shy Lady, thank you so much for coming up on the panel. And everyone, thank you for liking the show. And here we go. Miles Davis, Don't Lose Your Mind. Well, everyone, that was Miles Davis. I know I usually take this out with a song, but I love Miles Davis, the late great. So anyway, that was Don't Lose Your Mind. That was on his last album before he passed away. So everyone, thank you again for coming. Charlie, thank you for coming up on the panel. And everyone, enjoy your day and evening wherever you are. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.